Ash Wednesday is a come to Jesus moment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ash Wednesday, brothers and sisters, is not something that is to be taken figuratively. Not to say that this is figuratively a come to Jesus moment. Because what Ash Wednesday is not an opportunity for us to say, great, I've got 40 days in order to work on some self-improvement. I can start getting my liver back into shape by quitting the drinking. I can have this time to kick that sugar addiction that I have that's given me the diabetes. It's not a time where I can sit there and say, hey, caffeine, see you later. Come in, Mr. Grumpy, because I'm not going to have any coffee for the next 40 days. That's not what Ash Wednesday is all about. Ash Wednesday is about something deeper. Ash Wednesday is literally a come to Jesus moment. A moment where we get the opportunity to come to be with Jesus. Everyone here within this parish, here at St. Anthony's, needs to ask themselves a question. Do I really believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Do I really believe that Jesus came to seek me out and to find me where I find myself today? To take away my sins, to nail them to himself, to the cross, to die for me for my salvation, and then to take all of that, all the yuckiness of the sin of my life, along with the evil of death, and to transform that so that it can become life eternal that I can share with on Easter Sunday. What I have to ask myself is, do I believe that Jesus is the Christ? Do I believe that if I had been the only person in the entire world who had ever committed a sin, do I believe that Jesus would have still died for me? Do I believe that? Because it is a come to Jesus moment. The reason why we wear ashes upon our foreheads, why we ash our foreheads, is because it's a reminder to us of our own sinfulness and also of our own immortality. It's an outward sign of an inward reality that is changing all of who we are. That I believe that Jesus is the Christ. It's a sign that I recognize that I cannot survive without Jesus Christ. Otherwise, if it's not those things, brothers and sisters, then it is a mockery. And believe me, brothers and sisters, God is not mocked. It is not a sign of us belonging to some sort of great Catholic club where we walk around the streets to be recognized and say, hey, see that? I made it to the 7:30 Mass at St. Anthony's. All the rest of y'all, sinners. That's not what it's about. It's not what that's about. But rather what this ashing of our foreheads is a sign of our own belief. Of our belief that we, in fact, are sinners. That I am a sinner. That Jesus Christ, and only Jesus Christ, will save me from my sins. It's not about having a thing of pride to show what we are, but rather it's a deep and profound act of humility. This is what Ash Wednesday is about. And this whole journey of Lent, which we engage in now, is a personal journey. It's a personal coming to know and to live out that belief more deeply. It's a personal journey of coming to know, to love, and to serve Jesus Christ in this life so that we can be happy with him forever in the next life. That is what Lent is all about. It's about me recognizing that I can't make it. And I need Jesus too. As your pastor, if I were to be perfect, then I wouldn't need any of this. But I'm not. I need it. I need Lent. I need Lent because I have to come to Jesus too. I myself have to desperately recognize my need for Jesus, why I need to go to confession. As your pastor, I have to recognize that too. I'm in the same boat with the rest of you. Each of us needs Lent to rededicate ourselves to this approaching Jesus as Savior, as one who needs to save my soul. And it is only He who can save us and set us free. And so we have prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. These are the three components that make up our Lenten journey, of our journey to find Jesus, to re-engage in His love and His message in our life. Whether that means for us, whether it's going to be more rosaries or more attendance at daily mass, or less chocolate and booze. Maybe it's just that it's going to be giving to beggars in the streets, or even to the beggars which are much more closer to our home. Whatever it is that you decide to do, each of these steps, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, what they're all about is to remind us that we need to think of Jesus, and to think of Him more often, and to think of Him more profoundly, and more intimately involve Jesus in the everyday things of our lives. So that when I fast, when I experience hunger within my own body, what that is that's to remind me of Him who became Himself one who experiences hunger so that He may feed me. When I stumble and fall, and surely each of us will, either physically and definitely spiritually, I need to remind myself that He, Jesus, is one who fell upon that road to Calvary so that He could lift me up when I do fall. Each of these little inconveniences which you and I make throughout the whole season of Lent, these penances, these fastings, this almsgiving, this prayer that we take on, this isn't about self-improvement, but rather it's about Jesus improving my life. To remember that He found me when I was lost, that He fed me when I was hungry, and that He picked me up when I fell. But I want to give you a caution as we journey into Lent on this very first day, Ash Wednesday. Dear brothers and sisters, do not be overzealous in Lent. For there is great and massive danger if we try to leap into it too greatly, try to take on too much. Because in that lies the most pernicious of sins, the sin of pride. Remember, this is the sin which caused the angel of light, Lucifer, to fall into the depths of hell and become known as the devil himself, because he was prideful and thought that he could do something which he himself could not. What's not important is how much you do. What's not important about Lent is the difficulty which engaging things is. Rather, what is important is that we take on those small things, those little inconveniences, no matter how small they are, so long as they remind us of Jesus Christ. So long as they remind us of our need to come to Him. So long as they remind us that we need Him and to rely upon Him for our salvation. So I give you freedom. Choose. Choose the smallest inconveniences you can think of during Lent. The smallest ones. And to let that lead you to a deeper relationship with Him. But if you don't hear this call, brothers and sisters, Don't come up for this aisle to receive your ashes. Wait in your seat until you're ready to hear His voice and to hear Him call your name into this newness of life, re-engaging the Christian life. But when you do receive those ashes, recommit yourself more intimately and profoundly to knowing Him in that deep and personal way. You know, just when not too long ago, when I was visiting with some friends from Rome, there was a man who came up to me. He was an Aussie, an Australian man. And he came up to me and he began to tell me that he wanted me to know what he was doing during Lent. That piqued my interest because I want to know these things. Maybe it's something that I need to take on too, because I'm not the person who knows everything. So I listened attentively to what he said. And what he told me that he was going to go to Mass once a week. And I thought to myself, oh, this is great. And so I put my hand and slapped him on the back in my best use of Aussie slang. I said, good on ya, mate. Good on ya. Way to go, because that's really going to help you in your spiritual life. To be able to encounter Jesus in the Eucharist one time during daily Mass during the week. And he said, Nah, Father. I'll do you one better. I'm going to start going on Sundays too. No. That is not what Lent is about. Lent isn't the time where you start going to Mass on Sundays. That's what we do every time of the year. We go to Mass always on Sundays. If that's your Lenten resolution, by the way, if that's your Lenten penance, that's not one. You got to choose something else. Because that is what we have to do anyway throughout the course of the year. You got an opportunity to choose something new. That's a starting point. But if you don't plan on going to Mass on Sundays, brothers and sisters, then I urge you, don't get in that line to come up and receive the ashes. Because what that does is it makes a mockery of this whole sign which we take upon our foreheads. Do not be deceived, because God is not mocked. 1 hour out of every 168 which you have in the week really isn't that hard. He's not asking much. But recognize this, brothers and sisters. The invitation that Jesus is giving to us now in Ash Wednesday is real. And the Lord wants you and me to enter more deeply into our lives, more deeply into His life, so that you and I can know that if we were the only sinners who had ever existed in the entire world, that Jesus' love so desperately reaches out to us where we are, that He would die just for us. This is what Lent is about. And so then Lent, my brothers and sisters, is a come to Jesus moment. Then let's come to Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.